We're on verse 43 in Atma Bodha, and that would be on your page 9. Everybody find it? 43?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arune, arune neva bodhena, arune neva bodhena, purvam santamase hrite, purvam santamase hrite, tata avir pavet atma, tata avir pavet atma, suyam nevam shimaniva. Swayame vampshumaniva arunene vabodhena arunene vabodhena purvam santamase hrate purvam santamase hrate tata avir bhavet atma tata avir bhavet atma swayame vampshumaniva swayame vampshumaniva. Sandhi. Arunena Iva. Arunena Iva. Bodhena. Purvam. Santamase. Prate. Tataha. Avirbhavet. Avirbhavet. Atma. Swayam eva amshuman eva. Everybody get it? Arunena eva bodhena purvam santamase rate tataha avir bhavet atma swayam eva amshuman eva. All right, let's look at this first line. First of all, arunena, ena, ramena, third person singular. Remember that eva means like. Okay, so you have to remember that eva or vat. If vat is at the end of the word, it means like, or eva means like as an indeclinable, or yata means just as. So these three words are all the way through Atma Bodha, because they use so many drishtantas, illustrations. And the illustration is always going to be marked by an eva, vat, or yata. Those are the three normal. I mean, there can be other ways too, but that's the normal. Okay. So, aruna. The aruna is the sun at dawn or dusk, just as it rises or as it sets. So here, we'll see from the context, it's the rising sun. It's the light of the dawn. Say it's dark, completely dark out, and all of a sudden, as the sun starts to come up from the horizon, that light, right, the light that rises, that sorts of the first light, is the anana. Like the anana, the dawn, the light of the dawn, okay?
So it's not by then?
Yeah, but I just haven't said that yet. So, arunena eva bodhena. Bodha, knowledge. Bodhena, by the knowledge. Arunena, eva bodhena. Right? By the knowledge, which is like the light of the dawn, the aruna. See it? Arunena, bodhena. Arunena, eva bodhena.
So it is not by the light of the rising sun. It is by the knowledge. The instrumental applies to the bodhena, not the arunena.
To both, but how would you? It would be by the Bodha, by the knowledge. So you've got Bodhena, by the knowledge. Arunena eva. So in English, you would say, by the knowledge, which is like the dawn. Okay. Why do you say that? Because why do you say that the knowledge is like the dawn? Because this is in the instrumental, just like Bodha. So in English, you wouldn't say, by the knowledge, which is like by the dawn.
Right.
Right. So you'd say by the knowledge, which is literally, say if you say aruna to be like adjectival to bodha,
mm-hmm.
Then you would say, by the knowledge which is the dawn. Arunena,
right.
Because they're both in the same case, instrumental, instrumental. But there's that eva there. So then you would say, by the knowledge which is like the light of the dawn.
Okay, so Arunena will be an instrumental, but it won't be like a past, passive participle, or it won't be like an accusative.
It's a noun. Aruna is a noun.
All right. So
and it's going to be just in what we call opposition. It's in the same case for as Bodha, which will mean that the Bodha is being equated to the Aruna. Like what if I said, Arunaha Bodhaha. Arunaha Eva Bodhaha. The knowledge which is like the Aruna. So this is Arunena Eva Bodhena. By the knowledge which is like the Aruna. You see the grammar there? Okay, so Arunena Eva Bodhena, by the knowledge, which is like the light of the dawn. Purvam means first. Santamase. The word is tamas, santamas, is ending. Santamase is in the locative. Actually, it could be. That's not right. It should be. Maybe there's a word santamase. It must be, otherwise it would be sentemase. Sentemase must be a word sentemase, I'll have to look it up. But sentemase or sentemase is going to mean the deep darkness. The sum means samyak, it means very, completely tamas, dark. So sentemase is locative singular, okay? So,
in complete dark.
Well, just keep it as locative for now, and then we'll look at it with the past passive participle. Santamase, the complete darkness, and then hrite is also locative. This is what we call a locative absolute. When you have, I talked about this a little last week, when you have a word in the locative followed by a past passive participle, or actually past active participle, which you haven't learned yet. So when you've got a locative noun, followed by in the locative, so a noun in the locative, followed by a participle in the locative. Then it's translated like this: when the darkness hrite is removed. Hrite means is removed. And when you have a noun in the locative followed by a participle in the locative, so like this, santamase hrite, it's called an absolute locative. And that means that you translate it like this. When this has happened, and it will have its own subject and object, when the sun is removed, when the darkness is removed, by the knowledge, which is like the light of the dawn, okay? So you've got tamase, sun tamase, rite. When the darkness is removed, think of it, if you were to translate it, it just using in the darkness which is removed. Mm-hmm. But it's not, the sense is when the darkness is removed.
So that's what absolute locative implying when.
Yes. It's when this has happened, then this. And the subject will be different, right? So when the darkness, when initially, purvam, first when the darkness has been removed by the light of knowledge, By the knowledge which is likened to the rising light of the dawn. Okay. So here you have tetaha then, to indeclinable then, avir bhavet, atma. Atma is your subject. Avir bhu means to become manifest, to shine of its own accord, to manifest. The Atma manifests. The Atma will, its bhavet is in the potential mood. So avir bhavet, the Atma manifests, becomes visible. Svayam eva, okay, of its own, on by itself, of its own accord. The Atma itself becomes man. The Atma alone itself. Avir bhavet, will manifest. Amshuman eva, like the sun. Amshuman is nominative singular, means sun, Eva. The Atma itself becomes manifest like the sun. So when the ignorance is removed, when the deep darkness is removed, right, by the knowledge, which is likened to the Aruna, the rising of the sun, the dawn, the light of the dawn, then the Atma itself becomes visible like the sun. Do you see it?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. The knowledge takes place, removing the ignorance, and then, having removed the ignorance, the Atma is there visible, is itself, manifests itself, becomes recognized itself. It, the idea here also is not, something else doesn't have to come in to light up the Atma. Just like nothing has to come in to light up the sun, it is its own light.
So as
the darkness is removed by the light of knowledge, the Atma manifests itself just like the sun. The Atma itself, the Atma becomes visible itself, Amshuman Eva, just like the sun. This absolute locative comes a lot, so I'm going to spend just a little bit of time explaining it further, okay? You could take a simple sentence based on this.
Could I ask one little thing?
Mm-hmm.
This way, nay, is that by its nature?
Swayam
itself. The Atma swayam, the Atma itself alone.
Itself, okay.
Yeah. It's reflexive. Like I myself did that. Right? If I said, I myself, or he himself did that. He did that himself. You did that yourself. I did that myself. That's the swayam Eva. I did that myself. That myself, Eva, that's the emphasis. Okay, look at this sentence. Let's see, when the darkness, sorry. When the darkness is removed, the Atma, the self, the self manifests. This is the basic sentence, okay? Now, in this sentence, when this happens, then this happens, okay? This has a different subject than this. For this clause, this is the subject. For this clause, darkness is the subject. So in an absolute locative, you have two clauses with two different subjects. In the indeclinable past participle, you only have one subject. It would be like having done the shopping, she came home. She, having done the shopping, she then came home. One subject. In the absolute locative, there's always two subjects. Right? The first clause, and the first clause, if you use a past passive participle, which is what we've learned so far, it shows sequential action, which would be when the darkness has been removed. First the darkness has been removed, then the Atma shines. So first this happens, then this. And so here you would say, when the darkness is or was, but showing sequential action. So when the darkness was removed, then the Atma manifests. In English, we'd say when the darkness is removed, then the Atma manifests. So that's where this when comes in. And how do you make that construction? Well, you take the word for darkness, which is in this text, it's sun tamasa, absolute darkness. And you put it in the locative, singular, like rame. Okay, so you take that, you take the subject of the first clause, and you put it in the locative. And then you take the past passive participle. Let me do this first. If I said like this, san tamasaha paritaha, this would say the darkness is removed. Paritaha means is removed. Past passive participle. So san tamasaha, namasa singular, paritaha, the darkness is removed. Right? If I want to make an absolute locative construction, I take it and put both of them in the locative singular. And then that reads, when the darkness is removed.
So is the locative implying a location in time, but not in space?
It isn't. It doesn't have anything to do with that, really.
It always reads when.
Usually. That's the best way. That's the most common way to translate it. Yeah. Yeah. So, when the darkness is removed, and then, so say if we take this part, and we go like this, sun, tamase, vate, atma, nominative singular, I'll just put it in the present tense. Avyata bhavati. Avyata bhavati means manifest. So look at this. Santamase hrite. When the darkness is removed, atma manifests. Did you kind of get it? So notice two different subjects. Here's a subject, different subjects. And for the first phrase, it's put in the nominative, it's put in the, both are put in the locative. Okay? We'll see, I'll put other examples of this, and we'll go on. I'll put other examples on the board whenever we get one, and you'll get used to my saying it.
The avyata bhavati is third person singular.
The way I did it here. Yeah. Atma avyata bhavati. There you have bhavet. That's the potential singular. And when you use the potential, usually in Vedanta, when the potential is being used, it means it will definitely happen. It's a definite relationship. So that's when we say the atma will manifest. Not it'll manifest in the future. This will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. Mm-hmm. Right? So it shows an absolute relationship. So let's look at this. Aruneneva bodhena. Arunena eva bodhena. Purvam, first. Okay. By the knowledge, which is like the sun at dawn, the light of the dawn, Arunena eva bodhena, purvam, initially, santamase hrite, when the darkness is removed. So now you would read it, santamase hrite, when the darkness, when the great darkness, hrite, is removed, by the knowledge, which is like the dawn, tataha, then, indeclinable, avir bhavet atma, swayam eva, the atma avir bhavet, will manifest by itself alone. The Atma itself will manifest. Amshuman Eva, like the sun. Amshuman is from Amshumat, it's a nominative singular. And Atma is nominative singular. So here you have Atma like the sun. The Atma itself will manifest like the sun. So Atma and Amshuman are both nominative singular because it's the Atma that's being likened to the sun. So you have Atma, Amshuman, Eva. The Atma is like the sun. Then you have Bodhena, Eva. I mean, you have Arunena, Eva. Bodhena. By the knowledge which is like the dawn. Do you see the relationship?
Okay, well, so this phrase, this is sort of lends its itself in my mind to some misunderstanding if I were to just read it without, read on the plus, I would think, oh, so when the ignorance is there, you know, the Atma is not manifesting, that usual thing you hear, you know, oh, it's covered up.
Because you have to know that's exactly right, and you have to know that that what it means to knowledge, what knowledge means, the removal of ignorance. So if the removal of ignorance doesn't create anything.
But it's also that the removal of ignorance is not necessary in order for the Atma to manifest.
That's right, and you have to unfold all of that. That's why you have to have the vision. So Swamiji will say, even if a Sanskrit pundit,
right.
You know, can only do with this what they already know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why unfoldment is so necessary. Yeah. Should we try another one?
Yeah.
Ready for the next one? Atma tu santatam praptaha apya praptavad avidyaya tannashe praptavad bhati swakantha bharanam yatha Atma tu satatam praptaha apya praptavad avidyaya tannashe praptavad bhati swakantha bharanam yatha Sandhi. Atma tu satatam praptaha, satatam praptaha, api apraptavat avidyaya, api apraptavat avidyaya, tat nashe praptavat bhati swa kantha abharanam yatha atma tu satatam praptaha api apraptavat avidyaya tat Nashe praptavat vat bhati swakantha bharanam yatha.
Is it abharanam?
Abharanam. Abharanam. Bharanam could be, but it's abharanam, means ornament. Okay? Two is just the here Atma too. There's not really a good translation for it, just differentiating. So just leave it for now. In English, you could say and or whereas, but even though is probably going to be good. Now look at it. It says the Atma, nominative singular, the Atma, satatam praptaha api. See with the two. The basic sentence here, satatam is indeclinable, it means always. Praptaha is from pra-op, which means it's a past passive participle, and it means is obtained. Atma praptaha api. Even though the atma is always obtained, means it's always there. So with the tu and the api, you could say even though the atma, satatam, always is praptaha, it's always gained, it's always there, it's always obtained. Apraptavat, as though, or like, but as though aprapta, as though not attained. Avidyaya. So in English, we would just say, we'd fill it in a little bit, we would say, even though the Atma is always obtained, By avidya, it is because of avidya, avidyaya, which is avidya is feminine, avidyaya is the instrumental singular. Okay. It is by avidya apraptavat. We would say it seems to be unobtained because of avidya. Right, in English, that's what would make sense, right? So you would say, but literally, it's with the tu and upi, we'll use even though the atma is always obtained, it is unobtained because of avidya. So there's two, the one subject here is atma. The atma, even though the atma is always obtained, then, so atma praptaha, right? The atma is obtained. Atma apraptavat, as though unobtained by avidya. The atma is apraptavat, as the vat, as though aprapta, unobtained, avidyaya, by avidya. Does everybody see it? Penny, do you see it?
Because of ignorance, it's as that though unobtained.
Avidya is in the instrumental singular because avidya, so avidya, by ignorance, due to ignorance. The instrumental can be by or with or due to, because of. So here we'd say due to or because of ignorance. Avidya, because of ignorance, atma apraptavat, is as though unobtained. The atma, even though always satatam praptaha, attained, is as though unobtained because of avidya. Everyone with me? Tannashe. Here's an absolute locative. I'll explain that in a minute. Tannashe. When that is destroyed, in the destruction of that. If you take ten, the tet, as a compound, the nasha, the destruction of that, ten nashe, praptavad bhati, it appears, it shines. So in the destruction of that avidya, ten nashe, praptavad bhati, it shines. As though obtained. It appears to be obtained. It shines as though it is attained.
What is shine?
Bhati. Bhati means to appear, to shine, for something to manifest. Like, we don't have this word exactly in English. We don't use it like this, but see how this table is shining. What that means is this table itself is coming into your knowledge. So this table is shining for you. It's appearing for you. So here, when the ignorance is removed, tannashe, in the removal of that, the atma is the subject, bhati, the atma appears as though obtained, as though it's been obtained. Even though the atma is always there, it appears to be unobtained because of avidya. When the avidya is removed, tannashe,
destroyed.
When the avidya is destroyed, tannashe, that atma bhati, the atma shines, praptavat, like it has been obtained, as though obtained. Remember, vat, it means as though or like, so praptavat, as though it's, you've attained it.
Okay, so this vat is not, this is not a...
Like or as though.
This is not past.
Vat?
Okay, no,
it's indeclinable.
Yeah.
Vat. Swa kanta abharanam yata. There's the yata, just as. Yata, just as abharanam, an ornament on one's neck. Swa, one's own, kanta, neck, abharanam, just like an ornament on one's neck. Swa, one's own, kanta, neck, abharanam, or ornament. Yata, just as an ornament on one's neck, when the ignorance, when that, when there's the destruction of that, means the avidya, it appears as though obtained or gained. But there's been no gain, because it's always been there.
Yeah.
You just didn't know it. Swamiji goes on and on with this example of this of the husband who has got distracted and had was wearing his glasses and had been reading, but then got distracted, so put his glasses up on his head and is walking around doing his work, and then all of a sudden wants to go back to his reading. He says to his wife, you know, honey, that's what you go on.
Does Swamiji say honey?
Yeah. Honey, honey, where are my glasses?
And all the kids.
And
all the kids. We don't know.
And then the kids, and where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? And the wife comes, and the two children come, and they're looking at him and kind of smiling. We don't know, Dad. Where are my glasses? And then finally they laughingly point it out, and there they are, you know. That's the avidya, you know. Then you're looking all over for your necklace, and it's on your neck. You forgot you'd put it on. That's the avidya. So nothing's gained. It appears to have been, to be missing a praptava. It appears as though it's not gained, not there, because of avidya. Then when the avidya is destroyed, then, like an ornament on your neck, the atma appears to be gained.
So this is really kind of unfolding the prior verse of saying, you know, it's not like you've gotten there, but yeah, it's always there.
You always have to remember, too, with these verses, especially with Prakarana Granthas like this, what they do is one verse will build on the next, will build on the next,
mm-hmm.
whereas
mm-hmm.
in the Upanishads, the verses are very terse,
mm-hmm.
very, very terse, and there will be a sequence. But the Prakarana Granta will take that sequence and dilate it into many
mm-hmm.
verses so that you're sure to understand it. Even though it's there very terse in the, but very tersely in the Upanishad,
mm-hmm.
what the Prakarana Granta does is provide all of the logic so with many verses.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to your question the other night on the Bhagavad Gita. With the Bhagavad Gita, you have to look at that as one conversation. That takes 2 hours for, that's a 2 hour conversation, you know, between Arjuna and Krishna. So Krishna is really unfolding everything that Arjuna needs to know, but one verse at a time.
Right. I was thinking about that later. I think that my question makes sense only if I knew about the two levels of reality. But, you know, if I didn't know about the two levels of reality starting out, then what Krishna is saying makes perfect sense. You know, it depends on...
Yeah, it's a sequence.
Right.
And it's a really, it's a beautiful unfoldment.
What does yata mean?
Yata is an indeclinable and means just as.
Oh, okay.
So what I was saying here, these words...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have... The words indeclinables, eva and yata. Eva means like, and usually translates as like, and this means just as. Like or as though, depending on what works in English, you know. And then you have but, which is an indeclinable affix.
Mm-hmm.
Affix. That goes at the end of a word, and it will be like that. So say prapta means is obtained. So if you have praptavat, as though obtained, or like it is obtained, right? So it's these in Atma Bodha. So many illustrations are being used, drishtantas, that these you're going to see these words over and over, like or as though yata, just as the sun shines like that, tata, often yata will go, tata will go with it. Not always, but sometimes. Just as the sun shines like that, the atma shines. Similarly, this would be just as, similarly. Pliable. So you'll see these words a lot.
And but is also the state of being, was I but or am I confusing it
with? That you're confusing with twam.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop there so we can do some grammar.